You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
With me today is Alan Sheffield, the co-founder and chief innovation officer of MyDNA, and we are going to talk about dieting. Good day, Alan.
Hi. Good day. How are you going?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
People, particularly women, are almost constantly living on a diet. Is that correct?
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah, so absolutely. There seems to be lots of people trying different diets and yo-yo dieting, but there's lots of challenges with people sticking to them or for them working.
Every day on social media, in the news, we see this new ways of dieting or new types of dieting, like the keto diet.
Yes, there's the keto diet, there's the paleo diet, there's lots of little, lots of different diets that, there's the intermittent fasting diet. So there's lots of different strategies that people, that you hear about and that's all over social media or on the news. And, the challenge with some of these diets is that, our research, MyDNA have done some research and it sort of shows that about half of people that go on a diet find that their diets don't work. And if they do lose weight, then they tend to regain that weight. Two-thirds of them regain that weight in the next 12 months. So, so effectively they're finding it's not that effective to go on sort of quick fix, sort of fad type diets, and they'd be better off managing their diet in a different way.
Most people would say, "I'm going on a diet because I'm going to a wedding, or I'm getting married, or I need to wear this dress." But as you mentioned in your study, 47% of those people fail.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's a huge amount of people, isn't it? So, I suppose the theory is that if you go, if you go on a low-calorie diet, then and you're eating, low calories, then you should lose weight. But what happens is these people go on these quick fixes and they go on super low-calorie diets or they make some sort of drastic change to their diet, like removing carbohydrates altogether, like those low-carb diets, and they're very hard to sustain. And so when they go back to eating normal way, normal portion sizes, normal calories, normal carbohydrates, then, they tend to actually put that weight back on.
Being around a geneticist, talking about genes all the time.
Yes.
There are studies that say that our makeup or DNA can help us understand how we should diet or what we should eat.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, look, there are many factors for dieting. There's obviously what you're eating is a big factor. There's how active you are. If you're doing lots of exercise or you're like most people where you're sitting at work at a computer most of the day. So those are obviously big factors, but it turns out, that your genetics is also a major factor into, really helping you understand how hard it might be for you to lose weight. So, two people that go on similar diets can have very different outcomes. One might lose weight and the other might actually put on weight. And some of that's got to do with your genetics. So, you can look just by looking at different families, you can see that some families, find it harder to keep the weight off where other families are very lean. And so by understanding the genetics and what's actually happening within their bodies, we can then come up with much more tailored diet programs.
I know of a few people who can eat as much as they can in a day, but they are very lean.
Yeah, that's right.
Not an ounce of fat in their body.
Yeah, correct. So like an example of that is so the DNA testing, what it does is that it looks at exactly that. It looks at how the body breaks down fat. So someone very lean might be very efficient at breaking down fat, where someone that's not as lean that finds it more difficult or harder to lose weight breaks it down really slowly. Now, if you're breaking it down really slowly, then you need to be really mindful of, having a diet that's got low fat. But if you're one of those people that break it down really quickly, well, that's not something that you really need to focus on as much. And some of these diets, these fat diets that are out there are actually promoting a low-carbohydrate, high-fat diet. So if you're someone that genetically doesn't break down fat very well, that would probably be a very poor decision.
And so to be able to find out, you will have to know or test your DNA.
Yeah, so, you know, this type of DNA testing is becoming much more accessible and much more cost-effective. So, you know, you can, many pharmacies and you can get the testing online from MyDNA, you know, for under $100, you can get this test that basically will give you a bit of an understanding, a profile on how your body manages fats, carbohydrates and proteins, and what foods would work better for you. And then from that, also some recommendations of, you know, what the science says or what the studies say that people with your genetics, which diets actually work best for them. And it's all based on, you know, really well well-designed and very long-term studies. So it's, you know, based on science, and you can unlock that piece of information about your health.
So when I have my DNA tested, will you read the results for me and tell me what should I do, or should I consult a GP?
We can do a bit of both, yeah. So what we do is we actually we send the results back to you, and then we have a genetic counsellor that can explain the results to you over the phone and allow you to answer any questions you might have. And then we basically refer you on, should you want more information, to a whole list of accredited dietitians that have trained up in the area. Or, you know, we've also got work with pharmacies as well. So our diet DNA test is in about 1,000 pharmacies around Australia who are trained up to help you explain the results as well.
What I do know for sure is that the older you get, the harder it is to lose that extra weight, isn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Your metabolism, you know, so these factors are, you know, aging, obviously, you know, your metabolism is slowing down, probably your activity levels as well. So, yeah, it becomes much harder to lose weight. So having every piece of information you have on your fingertips to try and give you a bit of an edge or give you a better, you know, part of what we're trying to do is empower people with knowledge. So if you can understand your body better and understand what will work for you as an individual as opposed to what works for everybody else, then you're more likely to get success if you're trying to lose weight or maintain a healthy weight.
But for us, considering taking that step, going on a diet, what are the three key things that we should bear in mind before we make that decision?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think if people are considering going on a diet, that, you know, you want to be looking at something that's very practical for you that you can maintain over the long term. Because, you know, our studies show that people that just do a short-term, quick-fix type solution tend to regain that weight. So you want to try and go on a strategy that allows you over like a 1, 2, 3 year period, allows you to keep that weight off. So it needs to be something that's easily maintainable. And that's where we find that genetics can help, because it can give you things that you can do, to such as limiting your portion control, if that's something that's important, or lowering, keeping a low fat as a key sort of input to make sure that you're doing the right thing. So, you know, most of the, you know, I think the profession in terms of dietitians, etc., are sort of staying away from the word diet. It's becoming a bit of a dirty word. It's more about healthy eating and a balanced approach. I mean, if you're eating healthily and you're exercising and you've got a balanced approach, then and you're eating the right sort of calorie amounts, then, you know, you should hopefully lose weight or maintain. But if you're trying different fad diets for 2 weeks or 3 weeks at a time and then going back to a normal diet, then you end up with what we call yo-yo dieting, which, you know, sometimes, which often means that, you know, the end outcome is you don't lose the weight that you're trying to lose.
I like that word, balance. It means you can have the good stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything's in moderation, you know, so as long as you understand sort of, you know, I think if you go on a low-calorie diet, then, you know, you should, and you're eating less calories than, you know, than you're burning, then you should lose weight. So that's, you know, we know that, you know, I suppose that's human nature. If you starve yourself, you'll lose weight. But the problem is, how do you do that in a healthy, sustainable and practical way that, you know, that you can still, you know, live an active life? Because there are many people that exercise, exercise a lot. Well, they need to make sure that they're eating enough foods that are actually keeping them full, so that they don't snack on ice cream.
And I guess the first day to begin all these information loading and gathering would be on the 6th of May. No diet day.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a really interesting concept, isn't it? No diet day. So, you know, but yeah, I think it's really promoting healthy eating and the balanced approach, and so that, you know, people can just stop and think about, you know, stop this sort of trend of fad dieting.
Thanks very much, Alan Sheffield from MyDNA.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your time.
sbs.com.au